Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, new research says even one drink a day is damaging to our health. We'll find out more. Armed American Secret Service agents are told they'll have to keep outside the Dáil chamber when President Biden addresses the Oireachtas. Four further days of protests planned by mid-ranking Gardaí, but what will the blue flu mean for policing? Calls for a wild deer cull, as some say the population is out of control in parts of the country, will also be live in Augusta as the Golf Masters gets underway. Greg Allen will have all the news from the course, and dietitian Louise Reynolds is back to tell us what minerals we need for optimal health. If you've any questions, you can text us 51551. You can also get in touch by emailing todaycb@rte.ie or on Twitter, we're at todaywithclaire. But first this morning to some breaking news, because in the past half hour, Aer Lingus has announced that their website and mobile apps are currently unavailable, which could have a significant impact on people who are trying to check in online. Now, Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, is with us. Owen, I've been taking a look at Twitter. Quite a few people already put out by delays that they're facing. Can you tell us what's going on?
Pretty dramatic sounding that the airport and the mobile app is down. That means that your check-in facilities, most people check in online nowadays, are gone. And also the self-service machines at the airport puts extra pressure on the check-in desks, but it seems to be working. 96% on-time rate for Aer Lingus. They expect that on-time rate to continue during the day. So more dramatic than it sounds at the moment. Advice to passengers, allow a good deal of extra time, half an hour to an hour of extra time, because you are going to have to queue for it to lodge that bag. But they don't expect flight delays.
But because it's so busy today on this Thursday before the Easter weekend, Owen, there's going to be a significant number of people who are planning to go away on those flights. If they can't check in and if they have to queue for extra time at the airport, I mean, that can only lead you to the conclusion that there will be flight delays.
Only if it continues, only if it doesn't get resolved. And needless to say, they're scrambling to resolve the issue at the moment. Luckily enough, we've got through the peak. The rush hour in the airport is generally over at 9 o'clock. It runs 7 to 9, all those early flights trying to get connections in the hub airports. They're all through. It's a relatively calm between the storms at the moment. If the website continues to be down and the app continues to be down, the pressure on those check-in desks will increase. Aer Lingus say that they're happy the way things are running, and they expect it to run, to continue during the day, that they don't anticipate flight delays. That sounds to me like they do think they will have the problem resolved quickly enough.
OK, well, look, we'll keep an eye on it. If there's any more news on that, we'll certainly bring it to our listeners. Owen, for now, thank you very much.